If capacity is lacking, ask if there is a health and welfare lasting power of attorney or court-appointed deputy, or advanced decision or statement of preferences and values. If there isn't, we must make decisions in the person's best interests. You must still involve the person in decision-making. Find out their current wishes, those they previously may have expressed, and their preferences, beliefs, and values that you should take into account in determining best interests. Family carers have a legal right to be consulted, and you may need them to get the other information in any case. Click on the icons to learn more. Health and Welfare Lasting Power of Attorney. This is a legal document that allows someone to choose another person to make decisions on their behalf when they lack mental capacity. In effect, they have authority to decide as if they were the person themselves. Court-appointed deputy is someone appointed by the court to make certain decisions on behalf of a person who lacks mental capacity when the person has not made a lasting power of attorney. An advanced decision is a document signed by the person and a witness, which is made to refuse a specific type of treatment at some time in the future. It is legally binding so long as it complies with the Mental Capacity Act, is valid, and applies to the situation concerned. It will take the place of a best interest decision by other people. Statement of Preferences and Values is a less formal document that does not have binding legal force, but which helps you know in general terms what the person would have wanted.